Claymore has a sore shoulder. Leggett has a sore foot, and Lee is still ill. He got stomach virus.
Any of those injuries serious?
Well, they didn't practice, so they're serious today. We'll see how they feel tomorrow.
But none of them, for example, are like a multi-week.
I hope not. I don't think so. No. Right now, I would say no, but we'll see how he's feeling tomorrow. Yes. Yes. He ran fast, so he looks healthier. We'll see how he's feeling tomorrow. We'll see what kind of effects it has tonight, and we'll go from there. I did not see him. Something happened to him today. I didn't see it. I'll see. He didn't come to me yet, so I'll see when I go inside. Well, just evening the reps out. He got a lot of reps early, you know, so the other guys are getting a lot of reps now. Cal knows what he's doing, and he can play, so we're trying to give the other guys some experience and some reps.
At the same time, wouldn't it be beneficial to him to get extended rep period if he's a starting quarterback and would be practicing with guys who'll play with against the Bills?
If he's a starting quarterback, yeah.
But by him not getting those reps, say he's not getting reps.
Well, he got reps the whole first half of camp. Y'all was complaining he got too many. Now y'all complaining he get too little. Well, yeah, what me do? You'll be fine.
Isn't there like a happy medium though?
There is, and I'm taking care of that.
How much do you dare to say that I will get more reps?
It's possible. We'll see. Who? McCown? No, he likes to keep in shape. It's a good thing.
It's part of the design of the way you structure the quarterback today is to see what kind of Rice.
Well, it's not a competition. It's a competition between all three of them, but they got to get reps early on, and the reps will even out throughout the course of camp, and that's what we're doing. I haven't read into them the whole camp. That's the way we go about a game plan. They're all not necessarily game plans. Some of the stuff is for game plan of the season. They're not necessarily for the Giants.
Will you be more exotic on defense this year, or will you still pretty much
run? You don't show your hand, obviously, for opening day, but we'll run a little more of what we had in camp. But it's not considered exotics for this game, though.
A lot of teams kind of use that third preseason game as a dress rehearsal to prepare for the regular season. Is it difficult for you guys to do that with so many positions up for grabs? Are you trying to rotate it?
No, I mean, we have a plan. I know what we're trying to do here. So the people that are playing, I know what I want to see out of those certain people. So it's been pretty good, and we're getting a lot of reps in practice during the week. So I'm pretty comfortable with what we're doing.
I don't remember how you handled the preseason game the first 2 years, but typically, regardless of who is starting, do you bring those guys out for a series or two after halftime?
Depends on how the first half goes. I've done it both ways. If somebody's moving the ball pretty good or stopping them pretty good, I'll let it go. But if somebody's not, I may bring them out the second half just to see how they start so they won't be lackadaisical. So it all depends. Not yet, no. It's early. He had a good day of practice. I want to see how he feels the rest of the week before I make that decision. Pace has been a steady Eddie. Obviously, he's very smart, highly intelligent, can play both spots. He's a good teams player. He added to the mix of competition along with the rest of those guys. So I'm just looking forward to him getting better on Saturday.
Todd, with your defensive line, specifically Sheldon Mullen, will it be a rotation with always two or three guys on the field four times or not? Or do you find to play all at the same time more than have
It'll depend on the game plan. As we get into the season, you may see them all at the same time. You may see a rotation, depending on who we play and what we think the best attack or approach would be. It'll be both, a little of both.
Is that challenging for you as a defensive
play caller? No, I don't think so.
Is this preferable to have all three at the same time? Because on paper, it obviously seems that way.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't.
This is going back a little bit, but Jerome Peek only played, I don't know, like two or three offensive snaps. In that first half, was there a reason for that?
No, I just wanted to see some other guys.
How did you assess, we haven't talked too much about Hanson and Ryan Stewart, which are the only one. How did you assess
They showed up last game a little bit. They're getting more experience as they get the plays down. They're starting to play faster and faster, so they just got to keep working. There's no problem. Some was zone where there was open zones and they were catching and running. I think there might have been one or two. Obviously, he's a good quarterback and Marvin's a good receiver, but we were lining up playing different things. I wouldn't read too much into that. Yeah.